WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me my radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Bosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position? Oh, I got the pooper going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow, yeah.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really sweet.
You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
Like, you, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
That must mean it's us. It's CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, cbradiolive.com, go to greatthegreatdebate.com, twitch.tv/thegreatlive. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. We're back after 1 week off for WrestleMania. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. Joined as always by the one, the only, the ex-career soldier himself, Subway.
What's up?
We has the intern, Kane Kittens.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, you're here. Is that the best you got?
Yo, 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 check it.
Yo, yo.
You got the throne in your cup?
Check it.
You rock with it.
Interesting way to start the show. We has the great debate coming up here in a little while. We have the intern's corner at the end of the show. Tonight's greater than great debate is bunnies versus chickens. For Easter, we're doing bunnies versus chickens. Sure. Creative we are. Yes. Yes, we are. Because, well, you know, things and reasons. So famous chickens versus famous bunnies is the way to go. So the other day was National Burrito Day, in case people were wondering. Yes, that's actually a thing. National Burrito Day. We all know about Joey Chestnut, right? And how he's this legendary hot dog eater. He won.
Oh, God.
The first ever burrito world championship. In 10 minutes, how many 1 pound burritos do you think Joey Chestnut ate?
In 1 hour?
In 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, 1 pound
burritos. I don't know why I said an hour. 1 pound burritos?
Yes.
Fucking big burrito.
It's got a little oomph to it. I mean, they're not your usual
I'll say five.
Nah.
Five in 10 minutes. Okay.
Now, here, I have a very important question. What was in the burrito?
What was in the burrito? I can give you the details. Hold on.
Okay.
So, in said burrito, it was chicken, rice, beans, queso, salsa, guacamole, and weighed over a pound.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's fucking a lot, dude.
Cheese and beans?
Chicken, rice, beans, queso, salsa, guacamole.
20.
No cheese, just salsa, guacamole, chicken, beans, rice.
I'm going 20.
And Sub went 5. So the correct answer is 14.5.
Wow.
In 10 minutes.
I thought it
ailing food.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be 70-something because burritos are going to be heftier and all the shit that's in there is just a lot more filling than, say, a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
14 fucking pounds.
14.5 burritos, yes. Which
makes a lot of fucking burritos.
Which makes it 41 seconds per burrito.
So almost a full minute per burrito.
Not even. Less than that.
Not even, yeah. 14. So that means he was started out. He was banging 2 out in 30 seconds for like about 5 probably in a row. And then he probably slowed down to probably about a minute. That's what I'm kind of, you know what I'm saying? About 14.5. Fuck. Like, how do you think he puked it all up? Like when he walked away?
No, nah. You can't.
Well, for a set amount of time.
Point. Yeah. Right, yeah. Like, they have a certain amount of time that you, like, you have to hold it for, like, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or something. But at a certain point, yeah, like, I know people have gone and puked. Like, that's crazy.
But he's a professional eater. He's a professional eater, so I think he came in well prepared for what was to come.
Oh, dude, when you see what he does to, like, prepare, it's sickening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Because he'll sit there and he'll eat, like, an entire bowl of just iceberg lettuce because it expands his stomach. And, I mean, I'm not talking, like, you know, a regular kitchen bowl. I'm talking, like, you know, one of those big-ass, like, mixing bowls that you see at, like, potlucks.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll just down an entire thing of iceberg in it. It's like...
No, you eat. Like I was just talking to somebody today. Like I've gained a good amount of weight, and I've noticed that I eat more in one sitting now than I've ever have in my life. Like I'm like, holy shit! I just polished this whole thing off, and usually I would eat like half and save half for another meal later. I'm like, no wonder I'm fucking only eating one big meal a day or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's like before where I could eat. And, like, if I eat, like, a foot-long sub from Subway, and then, like, I'd eat half for lunch and bring the other out home for dinner. Now, I'd probably kill that whole fucking sub at lunch.
Interesting. So, in another story that is completely opposite of setting a world record for eating burritos, a Dutch sperm donor is facing legal action to stop him from fathering more children.
What? Okay.
Oh, this is good.
So, this 41-year-old man has fathered a lot of children around the world.
Is his name Sean Kemp?
Jonathan M.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask if his name was also Nick Cannon.
How many children do you think he's allegedly fathered?
Oh, you just said 11.
I didn't ever set a number. I said he was a 41-year-old man.
But why do they... I don't understand. Okay, one step at a time.
One step at a time.
I'll say 50.
Okay.
103.
Obviously, it's a lot.
103. Okay. A woman who conceived the child in 2018 using his donated sperm is behind a lawsuit along with the DonorKind Foundation, an organization that stands up for the rights of donor children. The man named Jonathan M. in the Dutch press has donated his sperm to at least 13 clinics in the Netherlands and overseas, according to the foundation. Guidelines say one person may...
What was that number?
13 clinics.
That's clinics.
Not the children.
You've got to figure how many people use said clinic.
Okay. Guidelines say one person may donate sperm for up to 25 offspring or for 12 families to prevent incest relations and protect the mental health of the donor children. The number the 41-year-old man has fathered at least 550.
Damn!
Holy fuck. You know there's some inbred going on, dude. There's some people fucking each other that are probably related and don't even know it.
That is why we go, again, they guidelines say one person may donate sperm for up to 25 offspring or for 12 families to prevent incest relations. If I had known he had already fathered more than 100 children, I would have never chosen this donor.
Do you know that how much money he must have made jacking off to the Tukram?
When I think about the consequences this can have for my child, I get a feeling of the gut and I become insecure about his future. How many more children are at it? Going to court is the only way to protect my child. The man who was already blacklisted in the Netherlands in 2017 after it emerged that he had more than 100 donor children. The Dutch society at the time urged all sperm banks and clinics to stop using his sperm immediately. So when the clinics tell you, hey, we're done, you should be done, right? Jonathan M. is alleged to have continued donating abroad and through illicit channels.
Maybe he was trying to take over the world.
The Donor Kind Foundation claimed the donor reached out to prospective mother through social media to offer his sperm under the counter.
But did he offer it in a turkey baster? What the fuck?
I love it.
He has allegedly lied about the number of children he has fathered through sperm banks. According to the foundation's lawyer, the donor violated agreements with the clinics and with prospective parents who relied on his commitment to only conceive up to 25 children.
He's like, what are you going to do? How are you going to stop me now? It's already done. My seed is in the world.
The donor prioritizes his urge to reproduce, and his conduct poses a threat to mental and physical well-being of donor children. This Dutchman is now living in Kenya and has declined to comment on the legal proceedings against him. So, let's circle back. 550 children, at least. That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of sperm.
It's a lot of jizz. Yeah.
It's a lot of sperm he donated. In fact, that it's like through illegal channels. Under the counter sperm. Like, that's where we are in society, you know?
Well, Rock, we're really like, you know, when it comes to a society, I'm not surprised.
No?
No.
I ain't even mad. I mean, wow. Bad. Very bad. But, wow.
And in another story completely opposite of that. This is a good one. Caleb never imagined that his grandmother's gift for his 18th birthday would make him a millionaire. But it did. I'm pretty excited. I certainly did not expect it. Who was surprised that his grandmother gave him the scratcher's ticket on the day he could legally play the lottery. My mom took me fishing and on the way I scratched it. We had pulled over and it was $1 million. And I didn't even have an ID yet. Turned around, went home, and had to get an ID before I could claim the ticket. He won $1 million on a scratcher ticket on his 18th birthday. Talk about being lucky, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, just starting out, yeah. $1 million right here. Okay, sure. Why not? You know? But, yeah. So we went through all the different spectrums of the world because, you know, that's just how things be at times. So, there's that. So, here's one other story that, again, completely opposite of everything else we've talked about.
There's a lot that's been in antithesis of what we've talked about.
Oh, I know. So, if you shoplift, it might be a good idea to not shoplift an item that requires assembly.
What?
You know?
Why is that?
And it also may be a smart idea to not assemble said item in front of the store in which you shoplifted the item from.
Right. It's good advice.
So, this 28-year-old decided to shoplift a $540 Razor brand electric scooter at Target and then ended up in jail on two misdemeanor counts. This man apparently was homeless. He didn't have any way to get around. He needed a ride, so he lifted one, he said. Court records indicate the man was driving until 2018. If illegally, he had numerous arrests for driving or on a suspended license or revoked license. He had drug courts, yada. So he decided that, you know, with no place to go, he would just, I don't know, put the thing together in front of the store. It's like, why would you do it in front of the store? Like, there are so many other places to go. Go across the street, anywhere. But in front of the store? You just have to question oneself. Like, just go somewhere else. I don't know. So he was arrested on drug charges and theft and all those other things. But, like, that's a dumb criminal, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, what was that Snoop Dogg show where they had the dumbest criminals? I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but, yeah, he had, like, wow, stupid. Like, definitely a wow, stupid.
All right. So since we're doing the corner at the end, which means now we do the debate, now, chickens versus bunnies.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
So these are famous bunnies and chickens from different wonders of the world.
Hang on just a second. Where are the bunnies? Bunnies, hares, and rabbits. Oh, we did that one 3 years ago.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong one then.
I know, I just found the regular one.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are in round number one for the bunnies versus chickens matchup. Dear God, I never thought I would have to say that out loud. First up, the March Hare from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland takes on Chicken from Cow and Chicken.
I'm late for a very important date.
March Hare.
March Hare.
There you go. Next.
Next up, the Velveteen Rabbit takes on Fowler from Chicken Run.
Chicken Run.
Velveteen.
The Velveteen Rabbit.
Moves
although
on.
That is a kind of messed up.
Does it really matter on the show, really?
Well, no, I'm just saying the overall story of, like, the Velveteen Rabbit. Because I want to say, like, the kid has, is it polio?
I forget.
It's some kind of disease, and they had to, like, separate the rabbit from him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's a stuffed rabbit, but still, it takes a dark turn. Benjamin Bunny from The Tale of Benjamin Bunny takes on Scratch from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Benjamin Bunny.
Scratch.
Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Bunny moves on next.
All right, next up, Jazz Jackrabbit takes on Lady Cluck from Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, what was the first one?
The first one was Jazz Jackrabbit.
Oh, I thought you said Jessica Rabbit. I was like, you know who I'm picking? The second one.
I'll go with Robin Hood.
Moves on next.
Okay, hang on just a second. There we go. Peppy Hare from Star Fox takes on Roy Rooster from Garfield and Friends.
Rooster.
Star Fox.
I'll go with Slippy Toad's friend. So Star Fox.
Moves on next.
Peter Rabbit from The Tale of Peter Rabbit, not to be confused with Benjamin Bunny, takes on Tortellini from The Fearless Four.
Peter Rabbit.
The second one.
Peter Rabbit.
Moves on next.
Cutie Bunny takes on Chicken Boo from Tiny Toon Adventures.
Chicken Boo.
Chicken Boo?
Boo.
Moves on next.
All right. Buster Baxter from Arthur takes on Ginger from Chicken Run.
Buster Baxter?
Chicken Run.
Ginger.
Yeah. Wheel?
Option one.
Buster moves on next.
Okay, so we're into round number two. Now March Hare takes on the Velveteen Rabbit.
What was the first one?
The March Hare?
The March Hare.
March Hare.
Get your stopwatch out, because you're late for a very important date.
And it moves on next.
Benjamin Bunny, Lady Cluck.
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 Robin Hood.
Moves on next.
Peppy Hare, Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
Moves on next.
Chicken Boo, Buster Baxter.
Chicken Boo.
Chicken Boo.
Boo.
Moves on next.
March Hare, Lady Cluck.
Hare.
March Hare.
Cluck.
Wheel.
Option one.
Hare moves on next.
Peter Rabbit, Chicken Boo.
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
Moves on next.
March Hare, Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
Hare.
Hare.
Wheel.
Option one.
March Hare moves on next.
All right, into round number two, or round number ones again, I'm sorry. Hoppy the Marvel Bunny from Fawcett's Funny Animals number one. Whatever the fuck that is.
The comic
takes
book.
On Babs from Chicken Run.
It's a comic book.
Yeah.
I kind of figured when it was something number one, but it's still just one of those, like, huh? Kind of moments.
Go Hoppy.
Yeah, Hoppy. Definitely Hoppy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Miyamoto Usagi from Usagi Yojimbo. Fuck, I hate you. Takes on Rocky from Chicken Run.
The second one.
Rocky.
Moves on next.
Yeah, you got one in there, you jackass.
I did.
Basil Staghare from Redwall takes on Chicken Little.
Chicken Little.
I would have given it to Chicken Little, but it's the fucking Red Wall series. That is such a great thing, and I commend you for actually putting it on the list.
You're welcome.
You have no clue what the Red Wall series is, but it's awesome.
So, what'd you pick? Chicken Little?
Yeah.
And that moves on next.
Still got a sympathy vote, so. Oswald the Lucky Rabbit takes on Camilla the Chicken from the Muppets.
Muppets.
Go ahead, Camilla.
Hey, real quick question.
Gonzo's love.
Moves on next.
A little object. I'm just working on something, and I'm fucking drawing a blank. Real quick wrestling question. Dangerous Alliance with Paul Heyman and WCW. It was Steve Austin, Beautiful Bobby Eaton, Ravishing Rick Rude, and who else?
Arn Anderson.
I thought it was Brian Pillman. Okay. And that was it, right? Just them four? Well, might replace them with Sweet Stan Lane. Okay, sorry.
Cat, next.
I'm working on my Monday Night Nitro.
Let's see. Ricochet Rabbit from the Magilla Gorilla Show takes on Chantelier from Rockadoodle.
Ricochet Rabbit.
Rockadoodle.
One and only.
Wheel.
What was that again? Option one.
Ricochet Rabbit moves on next.
Dun 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 dun. Trix Rabbit takes on Ernie the Giant Chicken from Family Guy.
Trix Rabbit.
Trix.
I'm going to go with the nonstop fight of Peter versus the giant chicken.
Wheel.
Option one.
Church Rabbit moves on. Next.
Bucky O'Hare, Foghorn Leghorn.
Bucky O'Hare.
Foghorn Leghorn?
Goddamn, you rock.
What?
I'm going to pick Foghorn, and you're going to know why in just a minute.
Okay.
Next up, Bugs Bunny versus Robot Chicken.
Oh. Bugs. Damn. I'd love to give Robot Chicken a nod, but it's fucking Bugs, man. Like, that's just bad luck. That's awful.
Brent.
I'm going with Bugs Bunny, you asshole.
Why are you so mad?
Because I will tell you
asshole.
In just a minute.
Okay, next.
I told you Brent's got issues.
Mm-hmm.
Second round. Hoppy the Marvel Bunny takes on Rocky. From Chicken Run.
Chicken Run.
Not Chicken Run. Chicken Run has way too many people in this thing.
Because it's a movie all about chickens.
I was taking a drink, and that's what I was going to say. I'm assuming it's a movie about chickens.
Brent, what are you going with?
I'll go with Hoppy the Marvel Bunny from number one.
Option one.
And that moves on next.
Chicken Little takes on Camilla the Chicken.
Chicken Little.
Camilla.
Nah, yeah, Chicken Little. Is this a different movie than Chicken Run, or is this like a sequel?
What, Chicken Little?
Yeah.
Chicken Little is the story of the sky is falling.
Is that the Pixar or something?
Well, I mean, there was a Disney movie about Chicken Little, but it's based on like the story, you know, like the nursery rhyme of the little chicken who's claiming that the sky is falling, and everyone freaks out, and then they realize it's not, until eventually, it's like the boy who cried wolf.
Ah, okay, I see. Huh, interesting.
Okay, next.
Next up, Ricochet Rabbit takes on the Trix Rabbit.
Oh, Trix.
Trix are for kids.
Trix are, in fact, for kids.
But we love them.
Okay, now we're going to get into why Rock is an asshole.
Why am I an asshole?
Because when you pitched this idea, what was the first matchup that came to mind?
I don't remember.
I said, because you said, oh, it's going to be rabbits takes on chickens. And my first thought was, okay, then I know one of the matchups is going to end up Foghorn Leghorn versus Bugs Bunny, which is where we're at right now.
Okay, how's that my fault?
Because you placed them in a way that they were automatically going to end up as the second round matchup.
Yes, because I randomly spun it seven times for each.
You orchestrated this.
Legit? No.
You did this.
No.
You did this.
Not quite.
This is all your fault.
Not quite.
You're an asshole.
Okay, for no reasons. Cool.
And you're from Philly, which means you're an asshole. We established this on the show before.
Damn. Did you beat his ass at Fortnite or something?
It's not how Fortnite works.
No. Rock killed an innocent NPC.
It was hysterical, though.
All right. Was he in the way, Rock?
No! No, he wasn't in the way. Rock had Lindsay deliberately place him in harm's way.
I did. And then I blew up a gas pump. It was hysterical.
Are you trolling people on Fortnite? You fucking with people, Rock?
Not fun. It's just having fun.
He had Lindsay direct this NPC into fire.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Was it hilarious? Yes. But is he an asshole? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, what can you do?
I'm still going Bugs Bunny.
Okay. Bugs moves on. Next.
Hoppy the Marvel Bunny takes on Chicken Little.
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little.
The sky has fallen.
Okay. Next.
Next up, the Trix Rabbit takes on Bugs Bunny.
Bugs.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugser.
Next.
Chicken Little, Bugs Bunny.
Chicken Little.
Bugs Bunny.
I gotta give it to Bugs. I'm sorry.
Okay. Next.
All right. Round number one. So, we had a little bit of confusion early in our tournament. The March Hare is actually the rabbit that is with the Mad Hatter. The one that's a little loopy, because the one with the stopwatch that is late for a very important date is the White Rabbit, who is in this matchup against Feathers McGraw from Wallace and Gromit.
So the first one is the one that's late for a date?
No, the first one is the crazy rabbit that's always pouring tea with the little dormouse and the Mad Hatter.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant. Right. This is the different one. This is the one that sits at the table. Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
That was the first one. That was the March Hare that we had moved in the first part of the tournament. The White Rabbit is the one that has the coat and the stopper and the timepiece.
I'm late for a date.
Right, because it also, if you think of the Matrix and chasing the White Rabbit, that's what Alice did getting into Wonderland.
Okay, so what are we going
with? That being said, White Rabbit.
Okay,
White Rabbit.
Moves on. Next.
White Rabbit.
We have Honey Bunny from Bugs Bunny taking on Panchito Pistoles from the Three Caballeros.
The first one.
Honey Bunny?
The Three Caballeros.
Will?
Option two.
Moves on. Next.
Okay, we have the original John Cena, Harvey the Rabbit, taking on Cornelius the Rooster, who is the spokesperson for Kellogg's Cornflakes.
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 I'm going with Harvey because you can't see him. And did I just do the hand gesture with it? You're absolutely right.
Option two.
Well, you can't see him in the second round either. Next.
Thumper from Bambi takes on Pollo from Chew.
Thumper.
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 Next.
We have Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh taking on Nanny from Count Duckula.
Rabbit.
Winnie the Pooh.
Pooh Bear.
Is Roger Rabbit in this?
We'll see.
We will find out.
Next.
Funicula takes on Miss Prissy from Lovelorn Leghorn.
I don't know either one. I guess the first one.
Miss Prissy.
Funicula.
Wheel.
Option two.
Miss Prissy moves on next.
The Rabbit of Carbonog. Does anyone know who that is?
Tell us, Brent.
That is the harmless little bunny from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, taking on Gyro Gearloose from DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Gyro.
The bunny.
Will?
What was that again?
Will?
Option one.
The rabbit moves on next.
Yes. Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny. Hodgepodge from Bloom County. Drumstick from Diddy Kong Racing.
Drumstick.
Diddy Kong.
Hodgepodge.
Wheel.
Option one.
Hodgepodge moves on next.
Okay, round number two. White Rabbit, Panchito Pistoles.
White Rabbit.
White Rabbit.
White Rabbit.
Next.
Cornelius the Rooster, Thumper.
Cornflakes.
Thumper.
Thumper.
Moves on next.
The Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh, Miss Prissy from Lovelorn Leghorn.
Miss Prissy.
Miss Rabbit. Prissy.
Miss Prissy moves on next.
Okay. The rabbit from Monty Python and the Holy Grail takes on Hodgepodge from Bloom County.
The Holy Grail.
Sure.
Monty Python.
Next.
The White Rabbit takes on Thumper. We have a Disney battle.
Thumper.
Thumper and White Rabbit?
Yep.
Damn. I'm going to go Thumper.
White Rabbit.
Thumper moves on next.
Miss Prissy, the bunny from the Holy Grail.
Miss Prissy.
Bunny.
Holy Grail.
Moves on next.
Thumper, the rabbit from the Holy Grail.
Thumper.
Thumper.
Holy Grail.
Wheel.
Option one.
Thumper moves on next.
All right, now we're down into the last groupings of the first round. First up, we have the Easter Bunny taking on Sheldon from Garfield.
Easter Bunny.
Ha, nice. Easter Bunny.
I mean, it is his holiday, so E.B.
Easter Bunny moves on next.
Lola Bunny takes on Goldie from Rockadoodle.
Lola Bunny.
Goldie.
Lola.
Wheel.
What was that again?
Wheel.
Option two.
Goldie moves on next.
The Energizer Bunny takes on Alan Adale from Robin Hood.
Alan Adale.
I mean, technically that's a rooster, not a chicken rock.
Who was the first one again?
The first one was the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, definitely the Energizer Bunny.
Brand.
Just on pure technicality, I gotta give it to the Energizer Bunny.
Next.
Vibri from Vib Ribbon takes on Chicoletta from Paw Patrol.
Chicoletta.
I have no clue who the fuck that is.
You won it.
No, I wouldn't. But Rock, can you tell us about Chicoletta?
Nope.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you, you know.
I know a lot about, I know other, Paw Patrol. I know about other Paw Patrol characters, not Chicoletta.
But you know of the Paw Patrol.
I know of the Paw Patrol. What are you going with, Brent?
I will go with Chicoletta.
Moves on. Next.
Next up, Thunder Bunny. I have no other context for it except for just the name Thunder Bunny. Takes on Booker from Garfield.
Thunder Bunny.
The Garfield one.
I mean, its name is Thunder Bunny.
Moves on. Next.
So next up, this one's tough to say. Roger Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit takes on Hey Hey from Moana.
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
You know, I'm going Hey Hey.
You always got to be that guy, don't you?
Next.
I like the voice of Hey Hey. I thought they did a good job.
It's no Roger Rabbit, though.
Captain Carrot takes on Torchic from Pokemon.
Not Pokemon.
Pokemon.
You got to catch them all.
What are you going with, Brent?
You got to catch them all.
Wheel.
It's your destiny.
Option two.
And it moves See? On. Next.
Pokemon. Finally, to finish out round number one, Mr. Bunny Rabbit from Captain Kangaroo takes on Buck Cluck from Chicken Little.
Buck Cluck.
Captain Kangaroo.
His name's Buck, and he likes to cluck.
And he moves on. Next.
The Easter Bunny takes on Goldie from Rockadoodle.
Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
EB.
Next.
The other EB, the Energizer Bunny, takes on Chicoletta from Paw Patrol.
Energizer Bunny.
It just keeps going and going and going.
Paw Patrol.
Does not move on next.
Okay. Thunder Bunny takes on Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit, even though Thunder Bunny is an awesome name.
It is.
It's a cool name. I don't know who the hell he is, but it's a cool name.
It's Thunder Bunny. Come on now.
Thunder Bunny. Oh, it's like Blade and the Bunny and Blade the Butcher and the Bunny. Who knows that? It's the Blade, the Butcher, and the Bunny.
Torchic takes on Buck Cluck.
Buck Cluck.
And he likes to cluck. Surprised you didn't have the bunny in here from wrestling.
Right?
I'll go Pokemon.
And doesn't move on. Next.
Easter Bunny, Energizer Bunny.
Easter.
Energizer.
I mean, the Energizer Bunny just keeps going and going, but the Easter Bunny is the bunny.
Right, it's going to go a lot longer.
To end all bunnies.
Next.
I love the longevity. The Energizer Bunny became kind of like a thing, so giving him a nod.
Roger Rabbit, Buck Cluck.
Roger Rabbit.
Buck Cluck.
Roger.
Moves on. Next.
Easter Bunny, Roger Rabbit.
Roger.
Roger Rabbit.
EB.
Wheel.
Option one.
Easter Bunny moves on.
All right, into our semi-final matchup. All right, Rock, we have broken the streak.
We have broken the streak, yes. It's all, it's all bunnies.
Yeah, this was not even close. It's an all rabbit. They banged their way into doing this. So this kind of fits that storyline from earlier about, you know, the donor. Just rabbits populating everywhere. In our first semi-final matchup, the March Hare takes on Bugs Bunny.
Bugs.
I mean, it's Bugs.
Bugs and who?
The March Hare.
Bugs.
Moves on. Next.
Thumper, the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
I mean, it is Easter, so.
There you go. Third place.
Third place matchup. We have Thumper taking on the March Hare.
Thumper.
March Hare.
March Hare is crazy enough to pull out the win.
Up to the wheel.
What was that again?
Wheel.
Option one.
March Hare.
And in your main event, Bugs Bunny, Easter Bunny.
Wait, so, what happened to Roger Rabbit?
He got eliminated by the Easter Bunny.
Shit's always rigged. Bugs Bunny.
I mean, to be fair, it was the Easter Bunny who took out Roger Rabbit, so.
Brent, who are you going with?
Not fair.
Bugs over Easter.
And Bugs is your winner. With that, it's time for Brent to educate us with the Intern's Corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, Brent. Educate us.
All right. So I'm going to do something just a little bit different with today's Intern's Corner. So instead of music, instead of wrestling, to celebrate tomorrow, we're going to talk about a couple of Easter facts to start off.
Okay.
So first and foremost.
Doing Jobber's job. Got it.
Jobber's not here and he doesn't do holidays anymore, apparently. Apparently he takes days off. I don't take days off, goddammit. So the first Easter eggs were dyed what color, do you think?
Red.
Correct.
Was it red?
Yep. The very first Easter eggs were dyed red. How about this?
Rock up.
How many chocolate bunnies are produced each year for Easter? In the millions.
And millions.
Yeah. Of chocolate bunnies everywhere.
That's how you can tell we're all wrestling fans, is the second you hear that first part, you have to finish the second.
78 million.
Okay, Rock's a 78. Sub?
I'll say 100.
Okay. Sub's a little closer. 90 million chocolate bunnies are produced each year for Easter. That is a lot of chocolate bunny.
Feels low, though.
90 million? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's another one. How many millions of jelly beans are consumed by Americans every Easter?
Oh, God. A million.
How many millions?
27 million.
30.
This is where it might be a little bit smaller than you think. 16 million jelly beans. Which is low for me, considering how many different versions of jelly beans there are, like, for sale. Because, like, there's, what, six different brands if you go to Walgreens alone?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. While the Easter Bunny brings goods on Easter to the kids of the United States, in Westphalia, Germany, not to be confused with West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Shooting b-ball outside.
I knew you'd run with it. A fox is actually the one that delivers the goods. So I guess in Germany, they know what the fox says. I don't care. Households each year annually, on average, spend $131 on Easter. That seems like a lot. Actually, no, when you break it down, it's not.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking just initially for, like, Easter baskets, candy, stuff like that. I was like, that's a lot. But then I thought, no way, Easter dinner or brunch. Shit. Yeah.
You buy a special outfit for Easter, things like that, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, just between getting a ham or a turkey or whatever you get for Easter, that's going to be a shit ton of money.
And so some people get the fancier chocolates, which cost more money.
Yeah.
Like the hollow Easter eggs and stuff are expensive. If you get the really good chocolate.
Do you get the really good chocolate?
When I was a kid, I did.
You don't get it for yourself now?
No.
Are you a stingy bastard to yourself?
No, it's just, I wasn't, you know, it was from a fancy place that we got chocolate from.
Oh, I thought you're just stingy.
I am very cheap, but that's...
You knew it.
But that's not the case. It was just a different place that chocolate was gotten from. The bunny brought really good chocolate.
Of course the bunny always brings good chocolate.
Yeah.
Cadbury, the company that is home of the famous cream egg, you know, that popular...
Cadbury.
Yep.
Cadbury.
That factory, or that company, was founded in 1824.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's been around a long time. In fact, next year we'll be celebrating its 200th year.
Chocolate. I know they started out, it was just a chocolate place, right? Cadbury chocolate is what they're known for, their chocolate. Chocolate. Say chocolate again. Chocolate.
Say it one more time. I dare you. I double dare you.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
All right. Two more things. Number one, the world's largest chocolate Easter egg was created in Tosca, Italy. It weighed 15,873 pounds and basically 5 ounces. And it was it was 64 feet, 3.65 inches. That is a giant fucking chocolate egg. And then for the last part of Easter facts, I have the top 10 best-selling Easter candies based from Instacart. And we're going to see if you all can guess them.
From Instacart?
Yeah. The thing I found, this was from, you know, March 30th, 2023, from Instacart. So, we're going to see if you can guess the top 10.
Okay.
So, start naming.
Hershey Kisses.
Hershey Kisses are number 7.
Okay.
Jelly Bellies.
Jelly Bellies are not on the list.
I don't know what they have a proper name for them, but they're the little chocolate eggs.
The Hershey candy eggs?
Yeah.
Easter egg?
Those, if it's just the candy egg with like the little kind of, they're almost like M&Ms, but they've got like a thinner candy shell.
Mm-hmm.
Those are number 6.
Mm-hmm. Peeps?
Peeps are number 8.
You know they make them as a ring pop now?
Yep.
They make what?
The Peeps are ring pops now.
Peeps come in a lot of weird flavors now, too.
The hollowed egg.
The hollow egg, not on the list. However, I will give you the Lindt hollow bunny. That's number 4.
We didn't get number 1 in, right?
Not 1. You're missing 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, 10.
Jelly beans?
More specifically?
What do you mean more specifically? Is there 2 specific sets of jelly beans on there?
Yes.
I don't know jelly beans. They're traditional jelly beans. I don't know.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I would never order them by brand. I would just see jelly beans. And
so there
I said
are
jelly bellies.
There are the Brock's jelly bird eggs, which are very much along the lines of your standard jelly bean. That's number 10.
But not a jelly bean. Okay.
They're called jelly bird eggs. And number 3 is the Starburst Easter jelly bean. So specifically the Starburst flavored jelly beans.
And what was that number?
That was number 3.
All right.
So you're still missing 1, 2, 5, and 9.
M&M's.
M&M Easter's number 9.
Reese Cups.
Snickers.
Either one?
Three Musketeers.
Brent?
What'd you say?
He said Three Musketeers. I said Reese's Cups.
Reese Peanut Butter Eggs. Number 1.
Okay.
Three Musketeers, not on the list.
That's more of a Halloween candy.
Snickers?
Nope.
That's a Halloween candy. So go through what numbers we got.
Number 2 and number 5.
Number 2 and number 5.
One of them we talked about earlier.
Yeah, it's not going to remind me of anything. Jelly beans, jelly bellies, peeps, Cadbury egg, there you go.
There we go, Cadbury cream egg, number 5.
I'm still missing number 2?
Yep. I wouldn't think this is an Easter, but I could see how people would say it.
I have no idea.
That would be the Kinder Egg.
It's the Kinder Egg.
It's one of those that's like a white packaging, and it's kind of like an egg, but it's got like a cream inside, and then it's got a toy hidden in there.
I don't know.
But, so those are your top 10, according to Instacart, best-selling Easter candies.
Okay.
So next up, we have our celebrity birthdays. First up, he has been basically all over the place recently, and if you have a kid in danger, he's probably the one protecting it. It is Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal, was he in?
That would be The Mandalorian, The Last of Us.
No idea.
Mandalorian from Fortnite.
Yeah, what's that?
It was the guy that would shoot you.
Okay.
The silver robot with a jetpack looking guy.
Yeah, it was that one skin where we got it number 1 and then you had to build his armor.
Cool. 46.
He was also in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I totally watched.
Did you see the Great Wall of China with Matt Damon?
No, I totally watched Game of Thrones.
Did you see King's?
Well, I know you didn't. That's why I asked you if you saw the Great Wall, because he was in that too.
I don't know who he is, but continue on.
Yeah.
I said 46. Sam, what's the birthday?
45.
He is 48 years old.
I figured he was probably a bit older.
Next up, he got his start as a stand-up comedian on Saturday Night Live as well. Made some questionable career choices because he should have won an Oscar and then he did Norbit. And maybe tried to recover his career. Eddie Murphy.
Because he did Norbit.
No, honest to God, like, he was going to win the Oscar for Dreamgirls. And then he did that movie Norbit and it was so heinously bad that, like, the story is the Academy could not award him the Oscar because you couldn't reward that bad of a film.
I mean, you can. Chat says 74 for Eddie. That seems high. 62?
Damn.
Where are you going with, Sub?
Hey guys, play mine again. I'll go 63.
Okay. Rock got it right. 62. Earlier this week, it was International Beaver Day. So how fitting is it that this week is also the birthday of one Colby Smulders?
Two beavers are better than one.
They're twice the fun.
Just ask anyone.
I don't even know what's going on right now. What are we picking, a beaver's birthday? What the fuck is going on?
Colby Smulders.
Colby's mother. She's from the Marvel Cinematic Universe and How I Met Your Mother.
Who is she in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Maria Hill, the woman that works with, oh my God, what the hell's his name? Nick Fury. She's kind of his right hand.
She dusted with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Chat says 54.
And whose mother is that?
No, Colby Smulder is her name.
From How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
40?
Then I'll go 41.
Rock, 41!
Nice.
All right, next up, you know her sister, but this girl also kind of was a little bit famous in her own right, thanks to a Nickelodeon show from Zoe 101, and also for burying her sister in the press, Jamie Lynn Spears.
Jamie Lynn Spears. Burying her sister, I like that one, that's funny.
I mean, it's true if you look at the press clippings.
It is. Chat says 42. I'll take 10 off of that and go 32.
Is it Britney's sister?
Yeah.
Yes. Her younger sister.
33.
32. Next up, we have a man who had a career, basically killed it, and then somehow miraculously resurrected it. And it can all be summed up in four words. I am Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr.
So, question.
Yes.
What is Iron Man?
What is Iron Man?
Yeah, tell me about Iron Man.
He is a superhero.
What realm?
Marvel.
Oh.
He's a billionaire playboy philanthropist.
What else would I have seen this person in?
Robert Downey Jr.? All of the Marvel movies.
No, forget about the Marvel movies. He wouldn't know Natural Born Killers. He wouldn't know, I'm trying to think of some of the early, the young ones he did where he was young. What about the Sherlock Holmes movies? Have you seen either one of them?
Totally haven't. Anyway, 59.
I can't believe you don't know who Robert Downey Jr. is. I mean, like, holy shit.
59?
Yeah, I'll go 62.
Aw, Sub, you should have gone the other way. He is 58.
And yes, I knew who Robert Downey Jr. is. Jesus Christ.
It's the shtick.
The shtick, come on now.
Next up, sticking with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Rock's favorite subject.
The man who was just in the most recent of the Marvel movies, Ant-Man, Paul Rudd. The guy who never ages at all.
50?
And I don't mean character-wise, I mean legitimately, the man has not aged.
50?
If you see him in Clueless to now.
Yeah, 50?
Let's say 45.
He is 54. You had the right numbers, just the wrong order. All right, next up, and the last one, action star. He's been in a bunch of movies from Hong Kong. He was in Shanghai Noon. He was in the Rush Hour series. He was in the remake of Karate Kid. Actor, stuntman, Jackie Chan.
What's Rush Hour?
It's that thing that you hate getting stuck in for four movies.
There were four of these things?
I know of at least three. I can't remember if there was the fourth or not.
Chat says 59. I'll add 10 to that and go 69.
Nice.
I mean, it goes 63.
Hey, Rock. Nice. It was 69.
There you go. Next.
So, for our movie of the week.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And that idea of resurrection. We're going to talk about the movie that resurrected someone's career. That person also celebrates a birthday this week. We're talking about Robert Downey Jr. And Iron Man.
That's not anything Easter related.
It's bringing something back from the dead, which is about Easter.
But that's not...
No, it's not about Easter, dude. That is the lamest excuse to talk about that movie I've ever heard.
Well, it's also because it was his birthday this week. And there's not really an Easter movie.
You could have did a better Easter movie.
What? Name a fucking Easter movie.
I don't know. You look it up. Huh? You're the intern. You Google.
You want Rise of the Guardians? That fucking Pixar film?
I can't think of anything with Easter theme in it.
See? There you go.
Off the top of my head. I'm sure if I went to Google right now. Go ahead. Do your little Iron Man movie. I'm going to Google shit. There's got to be something out.
How fun there was that? At the same time, I was trying to find something that people had seen and may be interested in, as opposed to...
Oh, yeah, because Rock's such a, you know...
I could have seen, like... I could have selected something like fucking Harvey, but I don't think anyone, aside from me... would have watched and or understand that.
All right, let's move on. Let's get to it.
All right. See, wait a minute. You need to give me a thing. 30 best Easter movies to watch with your family this spring. 30.
Yeah. I don't think people want to hear Ben-Hur and The Last Testament.
No, wait. Yeah. The third one was I Can Only Imagine Some Love Fucking and The Passion of Christ.
Yeah. See,
Charlie Brown, Easter Beagle. Risen?
Can we get to the movie, please?
Okay.
Peter Rabbit?
So.
Peter Rabbit too.
The line, I am Iron Man, was ad-libbed by Robert Downey Jr. Producer Kevin Feige approved using it in the final cut of the film and credits this with his decision to largely do away with secret identities in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Only Spider-Man conceals his identity, while Thor's alter ego, Donald Blake, is similarly not used. Director Jon Favreau wanted Robert Downey Jr. because he felt the actor's path was right for this part. Favreau commented, quote, "The best and worst moments of Robert's life have been in the public eye. He had an inner balance to overcome obstacles that went far beyond his career. That's Tony Stark. Robert brings a depth that goes beyond a comic book character having trouble in high school and can't get the girl." Favreau also felt that Downey Jr. could make Stark, a likable asshole, but also depict authentic emotional journey once he won over the audience.
I really thought that it was going to go into him battling alcoholism like the comic books. And Robert Downey Jr., you know, him battling his drug and alcohol problem. I thought like it would have all like, what a better, you know.
Well, they did that a little bit too, because he was getting poisoned by the stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't really like get into how he was an alcoholic. He was really an alcoholic and he was kind of more an asshole in the comics, too.
Yeah.
Like this, he was like more patient. Like, you know, when they weren't going his way, instead of, you know, being an asshole like in the comics, he kind of would have the more like, all right, I got to figure out how I got to get these guys on my side. You know, like, all right, I need to outsmart them now and make them realize that I'm right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. Agent Phil Coulson, Clark Gregg's character, was originally a much smaller part. In fact, the character was at first only called Agent, but as filming went on and Gregg's chemistry with all the other cast members became apparent, they added more and more scenes with him. Agent Coulson would go on to appear in Iron Man 2, Thor, The Avengers, Captain Marvel, and would star in his own spin-off series, The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was good.
Mm-hmm.
Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was like the only TV show that actually like directly linked to the show or to the movies.
Jeff Bridges said he felt really uncomfortable not having a script or rehearsal since normally he was very prepared and knows his lines word for word. Realizing it was like he was, quote, 200 million dollar student film and took the pressure off of him and made it more fun. To avoid spoilers for the final press conference, the extras were told that it was all a dream sequence. This was also Marvel Studios' first self-financed film. Before that, they had to, you know, get other areas to help.
And then finally, that's why Ghost Rider and Hulk and Spider-Man are all everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Paul Bettany has never seen the film and is unfamiliar with the plot. He said Jarvis was the easiest job ever and was almost like a robbery since he only worked for 2 hours and got paid a lot of money to do it and then went on vacation with his wife. His role would, however, be expanded considerably for later Marvel films and even require physical presence being, you know, Vision, essentially. And that is the Intern's Corner.
Bravo, well done.
Woo!
Rock's so excited. He was excited to hear all that.
I learned so much about Iron Giant.
I don't need to see the movie now.
Iron Giant. Yep, that's going to be on my list of movies to watch here soon. Anyway, that will do it for another edition of CBR Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, WTR Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, Super Bowl Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. Before that, we'll be Fortnite with Friends with me and Brent. Reasons. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GOE, at King Kids, at Lone Jumper, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts, sub.
You doing any, you doing any work on the wrestlers this tight year?
No.
Making any belts? No. Alright. I did have something earlier. I thought about something, but I forgot. Alright, what up? We're with you, Rob. Working hard. Jobber. I guess we won't be hearing from Jobber. Jobber never coming back again?
One day.
We're thinking one day, maybe one day.
Like, we end earlier now, so he couldn't even, like, hop in, because we're...
Yeah, he wouldn't even catch us. Yeah, that's true.
It is hard for him on that respect.
It's hard for us, dude. I'm glad you guys came up with the decision, man. It was getting tough for me. Like, I'm ready for bed right now. I got everything ready, dude. I'm going straight to bed as soon as we hang up.
Brent, final thought.
Hope everyone has a happy Easter. Enjoy your time with family. Enjoy Zombie Day and Cheap Candy Day the very next day.
Is tomorrow Easter?
Yes.
That is why we did.
Huh. Yeah, kind of why I put it all together.
Everything we just did.
I definitely didn't spend no $130 on Easter.
This has been CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Long Day with the Wild Talk Radio Network. Should be live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.
Wildtalkradio.com.